This is the FM Gold Channel of All India Radio. In the program News Analysis, now we bring you a discussion on Indo-Iran bilateral relations. The participants are Ashok Sajjanhar, former diplomat, and Simran Sodhi, journalist.
Today we are discussing the visit of the Iranian President Hassan Rouhani to India. The Iranian President is on a three-day visit to India. Today he met Prime Minister Narendra Modi in the morning. Both leaders held wide-ranging discussions, and 9 agreements have been signed between India and Iran today. Ambassador Sajjanhar, when you see the visit of the Iranian President to India, given the strategic importance of the Indian-Iranian relationships, how significant is this visit, especially given the context of the Chabahar port and the fact that this was mentioned and discussed at length between both the leaders?
It's a very significant visit, coming as it does about 10 years after the last visit of the President of Iran, that was Mahmoud Ahmadinejad in 2008, and that was a very short visit also. But of course, the relations between Iran and India are historical, are civilizational. So there is all the reason for both the countries to work together. But as you said very rightly, the possibilities are there, the potential is there. But over recent times, there have also been issues which have kept the two countries apart, or maybe which have been instrumental in the two countries not being able to realize the full potential of the partnership. So the fact that the President of Iran, Hassan Rouhani, is here in town for 3 days, it is a very welcome opportunity for both the countries. President of Iran himself has said that the 21st century is going to be Asia's century, and in that both India and Iran will play a very, very significant role. Connectivity, as you mentioned, Simran, just now, as far as Chabahar is concerned, is a very important subject. The agreement on Chabahar was signed when Prime Minister Modi visited Iran in May 2016. And at that time, there was a trilateral connectivity agreement between Afghanistan, Iran, and India that was signed. And it is a matter of great satisfaction that in just a little more than a year, the Chabahar agreement has been put into operation. India had committed to put in $85 million in improving, in upgrading the Chabahar port. That has already been used to send the first consignment of wheat from there to Afghanistan. And the capacity has been increased from 2.5 million tons to 8.5 million tons. In addition to that, connectivity and the international north-south transport corridor, there are other areas like energy, like the Farzad B gas field, where discussions have been going on. I'm sure today also, between the two leaders, discussions would have taken place. Iran is a very significant supplier of energy, of oil and gas. Currently, it is the third largest in the energy basket coming from West Asia after Iraq and Saudi Arabia. But the potential is much more, and President Rouhani himself has said that Iran would be willing to supply more, to send more gas and oil to India. In addition to that, of course, there are areas like trade, there's areas like investment, people-to-people contacts, security, fight against terrorism, defense, and tourism. So on all these issues, discussions have been held today. As you said, 9 agreements have been signed. So that will give definite forward impetus to our bilateral ties.
Ambassador Sajjanhar, as you spoke of the Chabahar port and the strategic importance that India attaches to it, and for many countries in the region and in the neighbourhood, the important point is that this gives India an opportunity to bypass Pakistan, and it offers it a route to Iran, Afghanistan and Central Asia. We also see that in the joint statement that has been issued at the end of the talks, there is a big paragraph on terrorism, extremism. Even though this joint statement does not name Pakistan, the fact that both India and Iran have come out very strongly, condemned terrorism to the point of saying that even states that abet terrorism should be condemned. Do you feel that between India and Iran today, there seems to be a common vision or a common understanding when it comes to dealing with terrorism, extremism, even the one that is being done in the name of Islam, Jihad? Do you feel that the positions of India and Iran, as reflected in the joint statement that we see today, is something which is close?
I think they are getting closer. If we look at terrorism that is emanating from Pakistan, in the 1990s, both India and Iran had worked together in dealing with the Taliban, which has basically come from, which has got all the sustenance and all the support from Pakistan. In recent times, we have seen that Iran has become more veered more towards having discussions with the Taliban, bringing them to the negotiating table, and with that finding a solution as far as the Afghan issue is concerned in terms of promoting peace and security and stability as far as Afghanistan is concerned. So I think that there are possibilities, because we have seen in recent times also there have been a number of terrorist attacks that have taken place in Afghanistan. The responsibility of that has been assumed by the Taliban. So it is very clear that Taliban, which is on the Pakistani soil and which is receiving support and sustenance from Pakistan, they are the ones who are coming and they are the ones who are indulging and engaging in all these terrorist actions in Afghanistan. And both India and Iran want peace, want security, want stability in Afghanistan. India's position, of course, has been that you cannot have good terrorist and bad terrorist, and as far as Taliban is concerned, they are the ones who have been involved in all these terrorist actions. So having negotiations or dialogue with them would not really yield any beneficial results. But it is good that both the countries have spoken to each other, and I'm sure this is an issue that has been discussed. As far as the issue of terrorism is concerned, both the countries stand on the same side, they have the same position. How that is going to be implemented as far as Afghanistan is concerned and to deal with terrorism that emanates from Pakistan, that I think is a question, that is a challenge.
Ambassador Sajjanhar, just talking a little more about Afghanistan, we saw in the morning that Prime Minister Narendra Modi, when he made the statement to the media, he referred to Afghanistan. The Prime Minister specifically said that both India and Iran would want to see Afghanistan safe and prosper. And he said that we want to see our neighbors free of terrorism. India coming forward and putting its vision of a safe, prosperous Afghanistan and a neighborhood free of terrorism. As you pointed out, Iran and Pakistan share a long common border. Do you feel that Afghanistan is going to be one of those sticky issues when it comes to resolving, especially when India looks around its neighborhood? We have to deal with Iran, we have to deal with Pakistan, and Afghanistan is always that one issue which is a little sticky, which is a little more difficult to tackle.
Let me put it this way, that it's a challenge, because both Iran and India, when we are standing here together, we know what is the end result that we want to see in Afghanistan. As you said, the Prime Minister himself said we want to see a secure, a peaceful, a stable, a prosperous Afghanistan. And that is exactly what Iran also wants to see there. How to achieve that? Because I think it has been made clear that the source of that terrorism, the support that is being provided to the Haqqani network and to the Afghan Taliban, that is all coming from Pakistan. So how can Pakistan be pressurized to give up its support to the Taliban, to the terrorist forces, to Haqqani network that are acting in Afghanistan? I think that is a call that Iran will have to take for itself, because if it pronounces that it is against terrorism but still continues to work with the Taliban and with Pakistan, then, of course, we might not be able to achieve the results. But I sincerely hope that in the conversation between Prime Minister Modi and President Rouhani, that this issue would have been taken forward and India would have shared its concerns, also given proof and evidence of how Pakistan is fomenting terrorism in India as also in Afghanistan, and of course even in Bangladesh.
Ambassador Sajjanhar, we also see that the Iranian president is visiting India just a month after the Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu was in Delhi. We also look at the larger global picture, and India and the US have maintained very close relationships, despite the fact that after President Barack Obama, we have President Trump, who does not share a very good opinion, let's put it very diplomatically, of Iran. How do you see India and Iran overcoming that change in global equations? We have President Trump, who's quite anti when it comes to Iran, and India is willing to deal, to trade, to have good relations with Iran. So India is trying to have good relations with Israel, with Iran, with the US, but you also have the existing global power in this really anti-Iran stand. How does India deal with this situation?
India has dealt with it beautifully so far, in a very sophisticated manner, in a very elegant manner, in a very sensitive manner. I think India is one of the few countries, or maybe the only country, which has excellent relations today with Iran and Saudi Arabia and the United Arab Emirates. And three countries are on two sides of the Shia-Sunni divide. And it also has excellent relations with Israel, and Israel and Iran are implacable foes. So that also, the rift is there. And as you mentioned, as far as the United States is concerned, they also. India is doing some very fine balancing, and its foreign policy, it is conducting its foreign policy in a very nimble-footed manner and a very sophisticated manner. Because what India is doing is that with all these countries that we are speaking about, with Saudi Arabia, UAE, Israel, Qatar, Iran, and all the others, the United States, we will work on the basis of where we have commonality of views and convergence of interests, and we'll try to broaden that, and we'll try to expand that. On the issue of the Iran-US relations, you would recall, Simran, that when the US Secretary of State Rex Tillerson had come last year in October, then he had said that we do not see any contradiction between India trying to develop Chabahar or develop its relations with Iran and the relations of the evolving and developing relations of the United States with Iran. So I think this can be seen to be sort of parallel going forward. And at this moment, Iran also needs India as much as, if not more than, what India needs Iran. Because if we see domestically, President Rouhani is under pressure. We have had these 10 days of protests and street demonstrations because of rising prices, lack of employment, lack of jobs, the economy not doing too well. And because of the pressure from the United States, no fresh new investments are coming in. So Iran is under heavy pressure. And of course, as far as India is concerned, we would like to have greater security for our energy resources, greater connectivity to Afghanistan, Central Asia, to Russia and beyond. It is a win-win partnership on areas where we do agree. And where we don't agree, we agree to discuss, talk and try to lessen our differences.
Ambassador Sajjanar, just taking view forward, how do you see this relationship going forward? As Chabahar port gets developed, and as you pointed out, that usually sometimes the feeling is that, you know, India is quick for the proposals and the development is slow. But do you feel that slowly, as India and Iran are moving towards the development completion of the Chabahar port, this one development will link or strengthen India and Iran in a much stronger way than what we have seen in the past?
I think Chabahar and the International North-South Transport Corridor can play a very important role, can play a very significant role, and this will not only be to help India-Iran relations or India-Afghanistan relations, but also bring strategically, also it will improve the standing of Iran. Iran is today also looking for investment. Iran is also looking for trade. And when India goes in, as I said, it has put in $85 million for upgradation. Now it has to establish, to construct the railway line between Chabahar and Zahedan, which is about 500 odd kilometers, and it is quite close to the Zaranj, which is on the Afghanistan-Iran border. So that also will be a few $100 million. So that investment will also be there. Iran is looking for investment from India, and one of the new initiatives that the Indian government has taken is that Indian companies will be able to invest in Iran in Indian rupees. So far, it has been only Bhutan and Nepal. So I think this will make things much simpler, much easier, and we'll see our bilateral trade and investment relations also grow and prosper.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You were listening to a discussion on Indo-Iran bilateral relations. The participants were Ashok Sajjanar, former diplomat, and Simran Sodhi, journalist. The program was produced and presented by the News Services Division of All India Radio. This program is also available on our website, newsonair.nic.in. You may email your opinion about this program at airnsdtalks@gmail.com.